Hi, you're listening to Hacker Public Radio. I'm 330, and this is Copy Fight. In this episode, I'm going to pave the way for the kinds of topics that we'll be discussing in this series. We'll be discussing Digital Restrictions Management, or DRM, copyright, Creative Commons, and free software. First, DRM. DRM is an umbrella term that refers to the access control technologies used by publishers and copyright holders to limit usage of digital media or devices. It may also refer to restrictions associated with specific instances of digital works or devices. For digital protection of software and hardware devices not specifically related to the protection of digital media. In real people speak, DRM is how content contributors keep you from using the product that you paid for in a manner you see fit. Some examples of these products and their restrictions are DVDs with CSS. CSS stands for Content Scrambling System. This is what keeps you from making a backup copy of your DVD. Anyone with small children will know why this is not a good thing for consumers. How many times has little Johnny found a way to open up the DVD player and fling the DVD that was once inside across the room like a frisbee? Often once is too many. And do you really want to buy another copy of his favorite annoying children's movie? Of course not. But the company that owns the copyright to the content says, "Hey there, Jack, I want another $20." Another example of this is Apple's FairPlay. FairPlay is a DRM technology created by Apple Inc. It is built into the QuickTime multimedia player and is used by the iPhone, iPod, iTunes, and the iTunes Store. Any protected song purchased on the iTunes Store with iTunes is encoded with FairPlay. FairPlay digitally encrypts AAC audio files and prevents users from playing them on unauthorized computers. There sure are a lot of iDevices listed in there, but there are all kinds of portable media players. And you ask, why don't you just get an iPod? And my question to you is, do you buy a new car every time your tires go bald? Of course not. So why should I shell out another $120 for a digital media player? For a song that I purchased for a buck. And now on to copyright. Copyright is symbolized by the capital C inside of a circle. It's a legal concept, enacted by most governments, giving the creator of an original work exclusive rights to it, usually for a limited time. Generally, it is the right to copy, but also gives the copyright holder several rights to the work, including the right to be credited for the work, to determine who may adapt the work into other forms, who may perform the work, who may financially benefit from it, and other slightly related rights. This is an intellectual property form, unlike the patent, the trademark, and the trade secret, that is applicable to any expressible form of an idea or information that is substantive and discrete. One myth I'd like to dispel real quick about copyright is that you have to do something special to get one. This is not true. Copyright is enacted as soon as the work is finished. Ever written a poem, a song, or a program? Congrats, you're a copyright holder. Please act responsibly. In conjunction with copyright, I'd like to talk about Creative Commons. The Creative Commons licenses enable copyright holders to grant some or all of their rights to the public while retaining others for a variety of licensing and contract schemes, including dedication to the public domain or open content licensing terms. The intention is to avoid the problems of current copyright laws and kind of set up a sharing of information. The original set of licenses all grant the baseline rights. The details of each license depends on the version and comprises a selection of four conditions. Attribution, symbolized by BY, says that licensees may copy, distribute, display, and perform the work and make derivative works based on it only if they give the author or licensor the credits that are specifically detailed in the license. Non-commercial, symbolized by NC, says that the licensees may copy, distribute, display, and perform the work and make derivative works based on it only for non-commercial purposes. No derivative works, or no derivs, symbolized by ND, says that the licensees may copy, distribute, display, and perform only verbatim copies of the work, not derivative works based on it. Share alike, symbolized by SA. Says that licensees may distribute derivative works only under a license that is identical to the license that governs the original work. This is also known as copyleft. Mixing and matching these conditions produces 16 possible combinations, 11 of which are valid Creative Commons licenses. Of the 5 invalid combinations, 4 include both the ND and SA clauses, which are mutually exclusive, and 1 includes none of the clauses at all. The five of the 11 valid licenses that lack attribution have been phased out because 98% of licensors requested attribution, but they are still available for viewing on the website creativecommons.org. And thus, there are 6 regularly used licenses. Attribution alone, BY. Attribution plus non-commercial, BY-NC. Attribution and no derivs, BY-ND. Attribution and share alike, BY-SA. Attribution non-commercial, no derivs, BY-NC-ND. And attribution non-commercial, share alike, BY-NC-SA. Just so that you know, all the episodes of Hacker Public Radio are licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. And all the content that I create on my own, photos, blogs, stuff like that, are all licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. And finally, we get to my favorite free software and copyleft. Copyleft is a play on the word copyright, and it is the practice of using copyright law to remove restrictions on distributing copies and modified versions of a work and requiring them to have the same freedoms be preserved in the modified versions. Common practice for using copyleft is to codify the copying terms for a work with a license. Any such license typically gives the person possessing a copy of the work the same freedoms as the author, including, and this is from the free software definition, 0, the freedom to use and study the work, 1, the freedom to copy and share the work with others, 2, the freedom to copy the work, and 3, the freedom to distribute, modify, and modified and therefore derivative works. These freedoms do not ensure that derivative work will be distributed under the same liberal terms. In order for that to work, and to be truly copyleft, the license has to ensure that the author of a derived work can only distribute such works under the same or an equivalent license. In addition to restrictions on copying, copyleft licenses address only possible impediments. These include ensuring the rights cannot be later revoked and requiring that the work and its derivatives are provided in a form that facilitates modification, and software that requires source code of the derived work to be made available together with the software itself. Copyleft licenses necessarily make creative use of relevant rules and laws. For example, when using copyright law, those who contribute to a work under copyleft usually must gain, defer, or assign copyright holder status. But submitting the copyright to their contributors under a copyleft license, they deliberately give up some of the rights that normally follow from copyright, including the right to be the unique distributor of the copies of work. We'll be discussing this in later episodes. I'd just like everyone to know that Hacker Public Radio is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. The punch sound and the bells in the intro of this episode are licensed under a Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0 license by J. Cambus 1990 and L. Judeman, respectively. They were found on the Free Sound Project webpage that will be linked in the show notes for Hacker Public Radio. This is 3:30. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.